From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, the government is postponing its second phase transition to normalcy after a spike in COVID-19 infections and critical cases. After banning foreign arrivals from 8 African countries and amid concerns of the Omicron COVID-19 variant, health authorities say they are not considering further restrictions. And no clear frontrunner has emerged with only 100 days left until the presidential election on March 9th. This is KBS World Radio News. I am Walter Lee. On Monday, President Moon Jae-in said moving on to the next phase in transition to living with COVID-19 will be put on hold while special quarantine measures will be implemented over the next 4 weeks. Chairing a vice response meeting, Moon said that the new infections, critical cases and deaths are all on the rise, putting a strain on hospital bed capacity. On Monday, the government was initially set to assess the first phase transition carried out during the past 4 weeks and review whether to further ease virus prevention rules. Moon said moving on to the second phase of transition will be postponed as the resurgence of the outbreak is more serious than expected. But the president said returning to normal life can't be reversed, making it clear that restrictions on business hours and personal gatherings won't be further tightened. Regarding the special quarantine measures, he said the key again is vaccination and calling for a shift in the definition of fully vaccinated as including booster shots. Moon said raising the inoculation rate among teenagers is also very important and asked officials to swiftly review approving shots for ages 5 to 12. He also urged efforts to push up the date of introducing oral COVID-19 treatment from February 2022 to within this year, as well as thorough measures to block the inflow of the Omicron variant. Health authorities reported over 3,300 new COVID-19 cases on Monday amid growing concerns about the new variant Omicron. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said that 3,309 new infections were confirmed throughout Sunday, including 23 from overseas. The daily tally dropped by over 600 from the previous day due to fewer tests over the weekend, but marks the largest for Monday. The number of critically ill patients fell by 18 from a day ago to 629, but remained above 600 for the fifth straight day. The overall death toll increased to 3,580, with 32 new deaths. As of Sunday, more than 75% of hospital beds for severe COVID-19 patients nationwide were occupied. South Korea is not considering a ban on all foreign arrivals amid concerns of the Omicron COVID-19 variant. This is according to Kim Ju-shim, an official of the Central Disease Control Headquarters, who gave a briefing on Monday. Omicron, first identified in South Africa, has 32 mutations in the spike protein and could be more transmissible and evade vaccine protection, putting the world on high alert. To prevent the variant from coming into the country, the government has banned all foreign arrivals from 8 African nations. But Kim said expanding the list is not under review even if the variant is detected in other countries. However, authorities will continuously monitor the global situation and the spread of Omicron before restricting incoming travelers from more countries. Public opinion over who should become the country's next president remains split, now with 100 days left until the national election on March 9th. None among the four major candidates, the ruling Democratic Party's Lee Jae-myung, main opposition People Power Party's Yoon Suk-yeol, minor Justice Party's Shim Sang-jung, and minor People's Party's An Chol-soo are enjoying a commanding lead. According to the latest KBS survey, 23% of the respondents said they were undecided. Candidates from the two major parties, Lee and Yoon, are each tied to separate corruption scandals amid growing calls for special counsel investigations. Uncertainties also arise from the possibility of the two minor party candidates, Shim and An, fielding a single candidate or forming a coalition outside the sphere of the two major parties. The two major political parties are carrying on their respective campaigning in full force, with 100 days to go to the presidential election. ruling Democratic Party candidate Lee Jae-myung, who met with small business owners and working mothers in the southwestern city of Gwangju on Monday, highlighted that his focus will be on economic recovery and improving the people's livelihoods post-pandemic, reiterating his regrets for how politics has been carried out as well as the failed real estate policies of the Moon Jae-in administration. He pledged to increase opportunities under a fair growth scheme, including fair competition between conglomerates and SMEs. Main opposition People Power Party's Yoon Suk-yeol, who presided over the inaugural meeting of his election committee, later visited the central administrative city of Sejong as part of a three-day trip to the Chuncheong region. Yoon, whose father was born and raised in South Chuncheong province, said the son of Chuncheong will lead a change in administration. The PPP candidate also promised to consider the country's young people as an important partner in addressing state affairs.
You are now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
Police have handed over to the prosecution Kim Byung-chan, a 35-year-old man charged with murdering his ex-girlfriend after repeatedly stalking her. The Seoul Chungbu Police Station sent the case to the Seoul Central District's Prosecutor's Office on Monday, handing him 8 charges, including revenge killing, stalking, as well as breaking and entering. Kim is accused of stabbing his ex-girlfriend to death at around 11:30 p.m. on November 19th at her residence in Seoul's Chung District. Police said Kim had stalked the deceased for about 5 months and broke into her residence some 10 times. She was placed under police protection on November 7th. On the day she was killed, the woman called for help twice via a smartwatch she had received from the police, but a malfunction apparently led authorities to a location some 500 meters from her residence. She was found stabbed to death 12 minutes after her first call to police. A group of ethnic Koreans who were forcibly relocated to Russia's far eastern island of Sakhalin during Japan's colonial rule arrived in the country with their families seeking permanent residency under a government support program. The group of 91 people, including 21 forced laborers, landed at Incheon International Airport on Saturday. After undergoing a 10-day quarantine at a state facility, they will receive rental housing assistance in Incheon and Ansan, Gyeonggi Province. The Korean Red Cross is set to assist the group with adjusting to life in South Korea until February. A total of 260 people are scheduled to arrive through December 10th, in line with a special law on assisting such ethnic Koreans and their families that took effect this year. About 43,000 Koreans are estimated to have been forcibly relocated to Sakhalin Island in the early 1900s. K-pop superband BTS kicked off its 4-part live concert series in Los Angeles to the thrill of some 50,000 fans who packed SoFi Stadium on Saturday. Permission to Dance on Stage is the band's first in-person concert since a show in Seoul in October 2019, prior to the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. BTS's agency Big Hit Music also live-streamed the concert at the nearby YouTube Theater for fans who missed out on tickets to see them perform live. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index fell 27.12 points, or 0.92% on Monday, closing the day at 2,909.32. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ also fell, losing 13.55 points, or 1.35%, to close at 992.34. On the foreign exchange, the local currency strengthened 0.31 against the dollar, ending the day at 1,193.1. And that's the news from KBS World Radio News Center in Seoul. I am Walter Lee. You can also catch our news from our website at world.kbs.co.kr.